Tantar Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents One Child, the Story of China's Most Radical Experiment, by Mei Fong, narrated by Janet Song. Prologue. In the midst of the Cold War, China's rocket scientists came up with an ambitious plan that had nothing to do with missiles or space exploration or weaponry of any kind. It concerned babies. On September 25, 1980, China's Communist Party unveiled this plan through an open letter that asked members to voluntarily limit their family size to one child. The request was, in truth, an order. Thus began the one-child policy, the world's most radical social experiment, which endured for 35 years and continues to shape how one in six people in this world are born, live, and die. Like crash dieting, the one-child policy was begun for reasons that had merit. China's leadership argued the policy was a necessary step in its Herculean efforts to lift a population the size of the United States from abject poverty. But like crash dieting, the one-child policy employed radical means and aimed for quick results, causing a rash of negative side effects. The excesses of the one-child policy, such as forced sterilizations and abortions, would eventually meet with global opprobrium. Balanced against this, however, is the world's grudging admiration for China's soaring economic growth, a success partially credited to the one-child policy. What we fail to understand is that China's rapid economic growth has had little to do with its population planning curbs. Indeed, the policy is imperiling future growth because it rapidly created a population that is too old, too male, and quite possibly too few.